We're going to start from the Mishnah on Daf Chesam at base 8 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah is continuing with the Ein Beins. Says the Mishnah, Ein Bein Sforim Litfilin Umezuzois. There's no difference in Halacha between a Sefer Torah, or Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and those of Tfilin and Mezuzos, Elo Shasforim Nichtovim B'chol Loshoin, Sefer Torah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim can be written in any language, but Tfilin and Mezuzos, Einon and Nichtovis, Elo Ashuris, Tfilin and Mezuzos can only be written in Loshon HaKodesh. And the truth is, in this context, Ashuris refers not only to the language, but also to the letters themselves. There's a distinct shape and form to every letter in Loshon HaKodesh, with which Tefillin and Mezuzos have to be written, and that's called Ksav Ashuris. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, Af besforim lo yitiru shiichtvu elo yivonis. Regarding the Tanakh, the only language they may be written in, other than Loshon HaKodesh, is Yevonis. And the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Tefillin, Halacha Yutes, says that the writing of Yevonis has very largely been forgotten and confused, and therefore today we only write these Sforim in Ksav Ashuris, like Tefillin and Mezuzos. Says the Gemara, Ha l'toifron, regarding sewing the Yerios, the strips of parchment on which the Sforim are written, begidin, they have to be sewn with gidin of a behema or chaya tohira, ulatame es yodaim, and regarding the tumah that the chachomim were geiza on the yodaim if you touch the kisvei kodesh, zeh v'zeh shovin, the Sforim and Tefillin and Mezuzos share the same halachas. Says the Gemara, usforim nichtovim b'chol loshein v'chulu. The Mishnah says that the Sifrei Kodesh, the Tanakh, can be written in any language, according to the Tanakhama. Or Aminu, the Gemara asks a steerer to this from a Braisa. We learned that Mikra Sheksovei Targum, Psukim that are written in a foreign language, in Aramaic, Vitargum Sheksovei Mikra, and those words in the Torah that are Aramaic, that are written in Loshon HaKodesh. One example we find in the Posuk, Yegar Sohadusa, which in Loshon HaKodesh would be translated as Gal Eid. And if somebody wrote it Gal Eid and not Yugar Sohadusa, the way it's written in the Torah, that's called Targum Sheksovei Mikra. And not only regarding changing the language, V'ksav Ivri, or if you wrote it in the same language, but the letters he used were not what we know as Ksav Ashuris, he used a different form of letters. In that case, Einei Metameis Yudayim, the Sefer is not got the halachas of Kisvei Kodesh to be Metameis Yudayim. Al Shichtevenu B'Ksav Ashuris Al HaSefer U'Bidyoi. The Sifrei Kodesh are only Metame if they're written in Ksav Ashuris, the lettering known as Ashuris, written on cloth with kosher ink. So you see from this Baisa that changing the language, Mikro Sheksovi Targum and Targum Sheksovi Mikro, is not Metameis Yudayim and can be assumed that the Sefer is possible. And this seems to contradict our Mishnah that says that the Sforim can be written in any language. Omar Rava, Loi Kasha. Rava says there's no stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Kan begufon shelanu, kan begufon shelohem. Our Mishnah is talking about when the font he used, the lettering he used to write the other languages, was Ashuris. Can, but this Braisa is talking about Begufon Shelohen, with the letters of those foreign languages. And since he changed also the language and also the lettering, indeed it does not have the halachas of Kisvei HaKodesh and is not Metame Sayudaim. Omar Le'Abaya, Abaya asks on Rava, B'may Okimta Lahahi, are you assuming that the Braisa is only talking about Begufon Shelohen if it was written in the languages of the Umay Sa'ilam and in the font of the Umay Sa'ilam? My iria mikro sheksovei targum v'targum sheksovei mikro. Why does the Mishnah talk about somebody that changes mikro to targum and targum to mikro? Afilu mikro sheksovei mikro v'targum sheksovei targum. Nami. According to you, Rava, even if he left the targum as targum and the mikro as mikro, but if he changed the font of the lettering, it's going to be possible. The Braisa says it has to be written in Ksav Ashuris, which is the font lettering of Loshon HaKodesh, on cloth and with ink. So since the only deciding factor, according to you, Rava, is the goifon, is the font, why do you speak about the language Bechlal in the Braisa? Elo loy kasha. There's another way to explain the apparent stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Ha Rabbanon, our Mishnah is the Shitta of the Rabbanon, who say that Sfarim can be written in any language. Ha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and the Braisa argues and holds that the Sfarim can only be written in Yevonis. Like we saw in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argues with the Chachomim. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, if the Braisa is going on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, why does the Braisa only allow Ashuris? Ha Ika Yevonis? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in the Mishnah says that the Sfarim can be written in Yevonis. Elo loy kasha, the Gemara is going to suggest a third way of explaining why the Mishnah and the Braisa are not austere. Kan, our Mishnah is discussing Bisforim, talking about the Tanakh, and Kan, the Braisa, is talking about Betfilin u'mezuzos, is referring only to Tfilin u'mezuzos. And now the Gemara is going to explain the sources behind the difference. Tfilin u'mezuzos maitama. Why must Tfilin and mezuzos only be written in Ashuris? Mishum dechsev bu, it says in the Pasuk, v'hoyu, it says in Shema, v'hoyu hadvorim. And the word Vahoyu means Behavyoson Yehu. In the very same form and fashion in which it was initially written, it has to stay when it's written later, in Tfilin and Mezuzos, only in Ksav Ashuris, exactly as it was given in Sinai. And now the Gemara is going to be Deicha this Teretz. If you're assuming that the Braisa is talking about Tfilin and Mezuzos, my targum sheksavoy mikra ika, which words in the Tfilin and Mezuzos are targum that the Braisa should mention, that if one writes the Targum in the Lashon of Mikra, that it's not Matame Seyedayim. Bishlei Matayra. Until now we assumed that the Braisa was talking about Tayra. Ika, we have Yagaras Adusa. We have two words written in Aramaic in the Tayra. And then we can discuss, if somebody didn't write Yagaras Adusa, he translated it into Mikra, that it's going to be possible. Elohocha, but now that we're assuming that the Braisa is Tfilin and Mezuzos, my Targum Ika, where do you find Targum in Tfilin and Mezuzos? Elo loy kasha, the Gemara is going to try a fourth answer, that the Mishnah and the Braisa should not be a contradiction. Kan, the Braisa is talking about B'Megillah, with Megillas Esther, which is only Metameh Sayudayim if it's written in Ashuris. And Kan, our Mishnah is talking about B'Sforim, the other Sforim, Sefer Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And they can be written in any language. Now the Gemara explains, Megillah Maitama. What's the Makir that Megillah should only be able to be written in Ksav Ashuris? Tichsiv bo, it says in the Megillah, Kichsavam v'chil shaynam. It always has to be written in the form that it was written, Lekatchila, which was Lashon HaKodesh, in Ksav Ashuris. Asks the Gemara, Mai Targum Sheksovoy Mikra Ika, which words in the Megillas Esther are Aramaic, that the Braisa has to tell us that if you change it to Mikra, then the Megillah will not be Metame Seyudaim? Omer of Papa, yeah, it says in the Pasuk, V'nishma Piskom Hamelech, the word Piskom is an Aramaic word, which in Lashon HaKodesh means Dovor, the Dvar HaMelech. V'nachman Bar Yitzchok Omar, V'chol Hanoshim Yitnu Yekor Leba'alein, the word Yekor is in Aramaic, and means kavod in Lashon HaKodesh, respect and dignity. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi says that we're going back to the explanation we tried before, that the Mishnah is going according to Shittas HaRabbanon, and the Braisa is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Ki Tanya Hahi, when the Braisa says, Ad Shiachtvenu Ashuris, and did not mention Yevonis, is Basharas Forim, is because the Braisa is talking about the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Rabbi Yehuda Hi, and according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel only allows Ksav Yevonis by Sefer Torah, not Nevi'im and Ksuvim. The Tanya, as we saw in the Braisa, Tfilin u'mezuzos ain't nechtovim elo Ashuris. Tfilin u'mezuzos may only be written in Ashuris. Rabbi Seinu, referring to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, hitiru Yevonis, allowed them to be written in Yevonis. Now the Gemara interrupts and asks, V'hoksiv v'hoyu, does it not say in the parash of Tfilin and Mezuzos v'hoyu that they have to be written in the way they were given at Sinai? Elo Eima, let's change the nusach of the Braisa a little bit. Sforim nichtovim b'chol loshin. The Tanakh can be written in any language. V'rabbi seinu hitiru Yevonis. And the Chachomim allowed them to be written in Yevonis as well. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Seinu Hitiru. The term Hitiru, that they were Matir Yevonis, Michlal, it seems the Tanakama Osar, that the Tanakama don't allow Torah to be written in Yevonis. And that's not true. The Chachomim say that the Sfarim can be written in any language. Elo Eima, Rabbi Seinu Loi Hitiru Sheyichtavu Elo Yevonis. The Lashon of the Braisa is that even though the Chachomim allowed the Sfarim to be written in any language, the Rabbi Seinu only allowed it to be written in Yevonis. Obviously, besides for Lashon HaKodesh. V'tanya, and the Hemshech of the Braisa is, Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af kashehitiru Rabbi Seinu Yevonis, And those Chachomim who said that they could be written in Yevonis, and only Yevonis besides Lashon HaKodesh, lo yitiru elo b'sefer Torah, they only allowed it in the Sefer Torah, u'mishum ma'aseh d'talmei ha-melech. And this is consequent to a story that happened with Talmai HaMelech. But regarding Nevi'im and Ksuvim, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, must not be written even in Yevonis. And that's how Reb Ashi explains our previous Braisa that says that it must be written only in Ashuris, is according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, by Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What was the story of Talmai HaMelech? The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, Maisa b'Talmei HaMelech, there was a story in the time of Talmei HaMelech, Shekinez he gathered Shivim Ushnaim Zakenim, the 72 Zakenim of Zikne Yisrael, V'chnisam b'Shivim Ushnaim Botim, he put each one in a separate room, V'lo igil alohem alma kinsom, he did not tell them beforehand why he was bringing them together. V'nichnas etzel kol echod v'echod, he went into each of the rooms, V'omar lohem and said to them, Kisru li Torah Moshe Rabchem, I want you to write the Torah that you received from Moshe Rabbeinu your Rebbe, and I want you to write it in Loshen Yevonis. Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Lev Kol Echod V'Echod Eitza. Hashem put into the hearts of each one of these 72 elders an idea. V'Eskimu Kulon Nedas Echos. And even though they were not communicating with each other, they all came out with the same idea. V'Kosvu Lo. And they wrote the Sefer Torah. They were Metargim the Torah into Yevonis. And they changed 14 things. And all 72 Zakenim changed the same 14 things. The reason they changed it was in order that Talmai HaMelech should not come to make a serious mistake when trying to understand the Psukim. Some of them would even have caused him to get very angry at Klal Yisrael, as we're about to see. The first change was, instead of writing Bereishis Boro Elohim, they wrote Elohim Boro Bereishis. They feared that Talmai HaMelech would think that the word Bereishis is Hashem's name, and then it would mean that Hashem created Elohim, Chas V'Shalom. Therefore, they started with Hashem's name Elohim, Bara Bereishis at the beginning when he created, etc. The second change was, instead of saying Nase Odom B'Tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu, they wrote E'ese Odom B'Tzelem Ubidmus, in order that Talmai HaMelech should not assume that there were multiple Roshuyos that were involved with the creation of Odom. So as Klal Yisrael, we don't have a problem with the Loshen Rabbim of Nase Odom. Chazal speak about it and discuss what the word Nase is referring to. But Talmai HaMelech may well have thought that there were two deities, two koiches that created the Odom, and that's Avodah Zarah, that's Kfira, and therefore they changed it. The third change was, instead of saying in the parash of Shabbos, Vayechal Elohim Bayom HaShvi, they wrote Vayechal Bayom HaShishi. Hashem finished creating the world on the sixth day, Vayishbois Bayom HaShvi, and he rested on Shabbos, in order that they shouldn't say that Hashem did a melacha on Shabbos. Now we understand that Chazal were mekabel, that when it says that Vayechal Elohim Bayom HaShvi, is that the actual essence of resting on Shabbos was what was created on Shabbos. He didn't create by doing a melacha. He brought a new Matzias into the world, which was the absence of melacha. That's how we understand Vayechal Elohim Bayom HaShvi. But the goyim who can't understand this will misunderstand it and think that Hashem actually created something in the world on Shabbos. Therefore, they changed it to Vayechal Bayom HaShishi. The fourth change was, instead of saying Zohar Unakeva Bura Om, they wrote Zohar Unakeva Bura Oy, V'loi Kosvu Bura Om. Because in other psukim, it's apparent that Hashem only created one human, and if you would say Bara'om, it would seem that Hashem created two humans. In order to avoid having to deal with the seeming contradiction, they changed it to Zohar Nekeva Bara'oi, that Hashem created one human who was sort of double-faced. He also had the parutzuf of a Zohar, also of a Nekeva. The fifth change that they made is by the Dor HaFloga, instead of saying Hova Neirda Unevola, they wrote Hova Eirda Ve'evlo Shom Svasom. In order they shouldn't think that Hashem went down together with another Koyach, Chas V'Shalom, leaving room to think that there's two Roshuyos, there's two Koyachos that are running the world, it says it in a Loshen Yochid. The sixth Shinui is instead of writing that Sarah Imenu was Vatitzchak Sarah Bekirbo Leimor, they wrote Vatitzchak Sarah Bikroi Veho. The Goyim would have trouble understanding why Hashem had a taina on Sarah Imenu for being Tzoycheik, when the truth is that Avraham Avinu was also in the parasha of Tzchok, as it says, Vayipol Avraham al ponov vayitzchok, and therefore they changed it to Bikrei Ve'o, so to speak, that Sarah was being tzoichek in public with other people, and that would explain why Hashem had a taina on her more than Avram. And the tzchok of Avram Avinu was just in his heart. The seventh change is when Yaakov rebuked Shimon and Levi for killing Shechem, instead of writing Ki ba'apam horgu ish, which would be saying that Shimon and Levi murdered, they changed it to Ki ba'apam horgu shoyer, or b'rtzeinam ikru evus. And that way the Goyim wouldn't say that the Bnei Yaakov were reitzchim. Marashah says that they were not trying to distort the facts. All these changes, none of them are a sheker. So when they changed it to ba'apam horgu shoyer, they were not trying to hide the fact that it was the people that were killed. It's just that this was not cannibalism. That Yaakov viewed what they did, that the people they killed there, was as if they killed animals, because the people there were behaving like animals. And that's why they changed it to Ba'apam Horgusha. The eighth change, when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Mitzrayim, it says in the Pasuk that he came with his wife and children, Vayarkivim ala chamoyer, they were riding on a chamoyer. They changed it to Vayikach Moshe's ishtei vesponov, Vayarkivim al noisei bnei odom. He didn't write on a chamoyer. He didn't want Talma HaMelech to think that Moshe Rabbeinu was a pauper when he came to Mitzrayim. So they changed it to noisei bnei odom, to carriers of people. Let Talma HaMelech think that they were riding on something more prestigious than a chamoyer, possibly camels or horses. The ninth change is when the psukim number the amount of years of Golus. The pasuk says, "Umoishav bnei Yisrael asher yoshvu b'Mitzrayim shloishim shono v'arba'meis shono." They were 430 years in Mitzrayim. Now, for those who are learning history without the Masorah of Chazal, they'll say it's not true. They were in Mitzrayim for many less years than 430, and that's why they changed it to "Umoishav bnei Yisrael asher yoshvu b'Mitzrayim." Not only were they in Mitzrayim for the duration of those 430 years, they were also in other places during those years. The tenth change was that it says in the Psukim by Maimud Har Sinai, Vayishlach es Nari b'nei Yisrael, Vayalu Oilois. The connotation of the word Nari b'nei Yisrael seems to be the Pchusim, the simpletons within Klal Yisrael. And that's a bizoyan. And therefore they changed it to Vayishlach es Ze'atutei b'nei Yisrael. Ze'atutei is a Loshen of Chashivos. Then a few psukim later, when the Pasuk says Ve'el Atzilei b'nei Yisrael lo'y sholach yodoy, they again changed it to Ve'el Ze'atutei b'nei Yisrael lo'y sholach yodoy, in order that the two psukim should be consistent. The 11th change was when Moshe complained to Hashem about Korach, and Moshe said, Loi chamoyer echod mem nososi, I didn't take from them even a single donkey. They changed it to Loi chemed echod mehem nososi, in order that Talmei HaMelech shouldn't assume that Moshe indeed did not take a donkey, but maybe took something else. So he changed it to chemed, which means that I wasn't jealous of anything that they had, which would have made me take anything from them. The 12th change, when the Torah speaks about the Issa of Avodah Zorah, then the Pasuk says about the Avodah Zorah, Asher cholak Hashem elekecha oisam lechol ha'amim, tachas kol ha'shamayim. As if to say that idol worship is something that is practiced by umos ha'olam. And Talmai HaMelech might think that from this pasuk you see that it's mutter for a goy to serve Avodah Zorah. And that's why they changed it to Asher cholak Hashem elekecha oisam lehoir lechol ha'amim. That the Shemesh, the Yireach, the Mazolos, which were used as Avodah Zorah, wasn't given to the Amim so the Amim should serve them. Rather, they were a means through which Hashem sent the Shefa to the Amim. The Amim mistakenly thought that since the Shefa is coming through these medium, Mamelo, one should serve them. That was their mistake. But at least if it says Lahoir Lachol Amim, there's no way you can learn in the Psukim that the Avodah Zorahs, these Koichos, were actually given to the Amim, that the Amim should serve them. The 13th change, also speaking about somebody who's over the Avodah Zorah, the Pasuk says that somebody went to serve Avodah Zorah, Lashemesh Oy Layireach, Oy Lachol Tzva Hashamayim, Asher Lo Tzivisi. I didn't tell you to serve them. It's Avodah Zorah. And they changed it to Vayelech Vayavod Elihim Acherim Asher Lo Tzivisi La'ovdom. They added in the word La'ovdom, because if it would just say Elihim Acherim Asher Lo Tzivisi, they mistakenly will think it means I didn't give them any permission to be Bichlal. I didn't create them. As far as I'm concerned, they have no place in the world. If so, Talmai HaMelech can say, well, tachlis, they're here. So it must be that there's some koyach that created them, which is not Baira Cholila. That's why they added in, Ashelo Tzivisi La'ovdom. Not that I didn't say they should exist. I said you shouldn't serve them. If you serve them, it's Avodah Zarah. The 14th change, when speaking about the animals that are also to be eaten, the Kosuroi, they wrote, Es Tziras Horaglaim, talking about the Arneves that has short feet, V'loi Kosuroi Es Arneves. They didn't write explicitly Esar Neves. Why? Bepnesha Ishte Shel Talmai Arneves Shmo. Talmai Amelech's wife was called Arneves. Sheloyoima Sochaku Bia Yehudim Vehitilu Shem Ishti Bateira. In order that Talmai should not accuse the Chachomim for making a joke of his wife and putting her name into these behemoth Atmeis, they left out the words Esar Neves. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Af Basforim Lo Hitiru Sheikosvu Elo Yevonis. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, none of the Sifrei Kodesh may be written in any language other than Yevonis. And we had a discussion before regarding the Vim and Ksuvim, if they can be even written in Yevonis or only in Ashuris. Omer Bavo Omer Rav Yechanon Halachik Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that Sforim must be written either in Ashuris or Yevonis and no other language. V'omar Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Avohu said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, Mai Tama, the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, what's the source of this halacha of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that Loshen Yevonis is allowed and other languages not? On my cross, since it says in the Pasuk by the Brochus that Noach gave his children Shem Chom and Yofes, it says, Yaft Elohim LeYefes, V'yishkoin Be'ohol Shem. There's a certain beauty that was given to Yefes that would be brought into the Beis HaMedrash of Shem. Dvorov Shel Yefes, the language of Yovon, who's a descendant of Yefes, Yiyu Ba'ole Shem, will be used in the Sforim of Klal Yisrael, who are descendants of Shem. Asks the Gemara, Va'ema Goymer Umogoig. It just says descendants of Yefes. Well, Yefes had more descendants than just Yovon. He also had a descendant called Goymer Umogoig. Omer B'chir Ba'aba, Hainu Taima. The source is, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Yaft Elikim LeYefes. It wasn't Stam, one of the descendants of Yefes, would annex themselves to Ole Shem. It was a certain beauty of the descendants of Yefes. Yafyusoi Shel Yefes. What do the descendants of Yefes have, which have particular beauty? It's the language of Yovon. And they are Yehei Ba'ol Shem. They will annex themselves to the descendants of Klal Yisrael, and the Sforim can be written in Yevonis. In this Mishnah, we're going to continue with the Ein Beins, says the Mishnah. And this Mishnah is going to discuss different types of Kohanim Gedolim. Ein Bein Kohen Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. There's no difference between the Halachas of a Kohen Gadol that was actually anointed using the Shemen HaMishcha. All the Kohanim Gedolim in the Kufa of the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon until Yeshayahu HaMelech was Nifta, they were all anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Yeshayahu HaMelech, who became aware that there would be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, he hid the Oron from that was in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and with it he hid the Shemen HaMishcha, amongst some other things which are discussed in Yuma Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis and Hoyrius Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And from that time on, until the end of the Tkuf of Ba'is Sheni, the Kohanim Gedolim were not appointed and anointed using the Shemen HaMishcha. And the way they would become Kohanim Gedolim is by serving with the Shmoyna Begodim, the eight clothes that are unique to a Kohen Gadol. A regular Kohen Hedyot only wore four clothes. So our Mishnah says there's no different halacha between a Kohen who was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, Lab Meruba Begodim, and a Kohen Gadol that became a Kohen Gadol by starting to work with the eight Begodim. There's only one difference. Elo par habo al kol ha-mitzvos. If a Kohen Gadol by mistake ruled on something that's zodoinoi bekorus, and he said it was muta, then the Kohen Gadol has to bring a par lechatos. And this is only true for a Kohen ha-moshiach, a Kohen that was anointed, but a Kohen who's meruba begodim, he does not bring a par, he brings a kisva oi seira, a lamb, a goat, the same as a chatos yochid. Continues the Mishnah, Ein bein kohen meshamish lekohen she'ovar. There's no difference between a kohen gadol who's presently acting as kohen gadol to a kohen gadol that became posel, and he temporarily could not be a kohen gadol, so they temporarily appointed a substitute. When the first Kohen Gadol could come back to work, then the second Kohen Gadol, the substitute, stops being a Kohen Gadol. And this second Kohen Gadol is called a Kohen Sheovar. And the halachas are the same. The only difference being Elo Par Yom HaKippurim. The only one that can bring the par on Yom Kippur, which is Lechapir Ba'adu Va'ad Beisoy, is a Kohen who is Meshamish, and not a Kohen Sheovar. Va'asiris Ha'ifa. The minchas chavitin brought every day by the Kohen Gadol from flour can only be brought by the Kohen Gadol Meshamish and not by a Kohen Sheovar. Says the Gemara, Ha le'inyan par yom ha'kippurim v'asiris ha'efa, regarding the par yom ha'kippurim and asiris ha'efa, ze v'ze shovin, both a Kohen Gadol who was Moshuach with Shemen HaMishcha and a Kohen Gadol that's only Meruba Begodim, they both have the same halacha, and they can bring the par on Yom Kippur and bring the Asiris Ha'efah every day. And says the Gemara Masnis, in this Mishnah that says that a Kohen Gadol, who's Meruba Begodim, he was not anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, cannot bring a par habo al kol ha-mitzvos. That's what it says in our Mishnah, that the difference between a Kohen HaMashuach and a Meruba Begodim is a par habo al kol ha-mitzvos, if he mistakenly paskened on an Issachorus that it was Mutter. Dileik Reb Meir, it's not like Reb Meir. Dileik Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir HaTanya, we saw explicitly in the Braisa that he argues with this, and he says that Meruba Begodim, that even a Kohen Gadol who's Meruba Begodim, may be parabo al kol ha-mitzvos, divi Reb Meir. V'chachomim oimrim, einoi mevi. So our Mishnah cannot be going according to Reb Meir. The Gemara now explains, my Talmud Reb Meir, what's the source of Reb Meir that even a Kohen that was not anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha can bring a par habo al kol ha-mitzvos? The Tanya we saw in the Braisa. The Pasuk says, Im HaKohen HaMoshiach Yechter LeAshmas HaOm, etc. And that's where the Pasuk tells us about the par habo al kol ha-mitzvos. And the Gemara, the Braisa, is being medayak why it says HaKohen HaMoshiach, why doesn't it just say HaKohen Moshiach? Says the Braisa, Moshiach, the word Moshiach, Ein Li Elo Moshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, would tell me that it's talking about a Kohen Gadol who was anointed with a Shemen HaMishcha. Meruba Begodim Minayin. How do we know that even a Kohen Gadol that was Meruba Begodim and was not anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha can also bring a par for his chatos? Talmud Leima HaMoshiach. It says the extra hey to say that even this type of Kohen Gadol can bring a par. Says the Gemara, B'mayu Kimna. How did we explain the ratio of our Mishnah? Deloike Reb Meir. Not like Reb Meir. Because in the ratio of the Mishnah it says that a Kohen Meruba Begodim, who's over on an Issachorus, does not bring a par habal kol ha-mitzvahs. Reb Meir says that he does. Ein b'sefer, let's now look at the sefer of the Mishnah. Ein bein kohen meshamesh lekohen she'ovar, elo par yom ha-kippurim v'asiris ha'efah. And from there we can understand, ha l'chol divrem, all other details of kohuna gedoyla, zeh v'zeh shovin, the kohen ha-meshamesh and the kohen she'ovar are the same. And the same way as a Kohen Gadol who is being Meshamash, he's in action now, can do any of the Avodas any time he wants, so too a Kohen Gadol, which is She'ovar, he was only a Kohen Gadol at some point, he can put on 8 clothes whenever he wants and do any Avoda he wants. Also under Reb Meir, that's only true according to Reb Meir. The Tanya, as we saw in the Braisa, Ira boi psul, if the Kohen Gadol became posel, uminu Kohen Achir, and they appointed a substitute Kohen Gadol Tachtov in his place. Rishon Choizel Avodosu, when the first Kohen Gadol goes back to his Avoda, Sheini Kol Mitzvahis Kohuna Gedoyla Olov. The second one, the substitute, he can be Meshamish with Shmoinim Begodim and do any Avoda whenever he wants. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, Rishon Choizel Avodosu, the first one gets back his Kohuna Gedoyla. Sheini Einu Roi, Loila Kohen Gadol, Veloila Kohen Hedyot. The substitute, he's not allowed to do the Avoda with Shmoina Begodim, and he's not allowed to do the Avoda with 4 Begodim. V'omar Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi said, Maisa Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam Mitzipori, She'ira bo Ipsul b'Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol became posel on Yom Kippur, Uminuhu, and this Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam from Tzipori was appointed as being the substitute Kohen Gadol Tachtov in his place. Ubo Maisa lifnei Chachomim, and then when the original Kohen Gadol came back to work, the Shaila came to the Chachomim, what's now the status of Rabbi Yosef ben Ulam? Va'omru, and they said, Rishon chozer la'avodasi, the first Kohen Gadol goes back to being a Kohen Gadol. She'ini einoi ro'i lo'i le'Kohen Gadol ve'lo'i le'Kohen Hedyot, and the substitute, this Yosef ben Ulam, cannot be a Kohen Gadol or Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol, he can't be a Kohen Gadol mishum eva. If there's two people who are both Kohen Gadol, we're afraid there's going to be some sinner, some eva between them. Competition. Kohen Hedyot, he can't be a Kohen Hedyot, mishum malin b'kodesh v'loi meriden. Since he's already been upgraded to the level of Kohen Gadol, it's inappropriate to downgrade him to the level of Kohen Hedyot. So now the Gemara reiterates its question. Reisha Rabbonon, can it be that the Reisha of the Mishnah is the Rabbonon, not like Rav Meir, the Sefer Rav Meir, and the Sefer Rav Meir? The Gemara is going to suggest two answers. Omer Rav Chizda says, yes, it could be that Reisha Rabbonon, the Sefer Rav Meir. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef suggests a different answer. Rebbe, he says, the whole Mishnah is Rebbe. V'nasiv lo alibet etanoi, and Rebbe himself, he held like the Chachomim in one halacha, and like Reb Meir in a different halacha. He held that Merubah Begodim does not bring a par lechatos, and he held that Kohen She'ovar can act as a Kohen Gadol. This Mishnah is carrying on with the Ein Beins. Says the Mishnah, Ein Bein Bomo G'doilo Lebomo K'tano Elo Psochim. The concept of a Bomo is a Mizbeach. The Boma G'doyla is the Mizbeach which Moshe Rabbeinu made and was standing in Noiv V'givoin. At the end of Zvachin is a whole perek discussing the fine details of the Bomais. A Boma K'tano is a Mizbeach that any Yochid builds for himself, and certain Korbonis are allowed to be shechted on the Bomais. And the Mishnah here says that the difference between Boma G'doyla and Boma K'tano is regarding the Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach may only be shechted on a Boma G'doyla. However, other korbonis nedova of a yochid can be brought either on a bama gedola or on a bama ktana, obviously only in a time when the bama ktana was muta. Other korbonis besides for korban nedova of a yochid cannot be brought on a bama ktana. Says the Mishnah, Zeaklal, the rule is, kol shehu nidor v'nidov, any korban which is not a choiva, rather it's a nedova or a neder, koriv b'bama, may be brought on a bama ktana. Any type of korban that cannot be brought as a nedava or a neder, it only comes as a chayva, einay kori b'bomo, may not be brought on a bomo k'tano. Says the Gemara, psochim? The only difference between bomo g'doyl and bomo k'tano is psochim v'su loy? There's no other differences. The Mishnah itself brings a klal that says that any korban that cannot be brought as a neder or nedava cannot be brought on a bomo k'tano. Answers the Gemara, Eima ke'en psochim, say that it's any korban similar to psochim, which psochim cannot be brought as a neder or a dova, it's a chayva, and it's got a zman kavua on the 14th of Nisan, and they must be brought dafka on a bama gedila. However, other korbanos tzibur that do not have a zman kavua, they cannot even be brought in a bama gedila. Now the Gemara is going to explain. Mani, who holds that on a bama ketana one cannot bring korbanos chayva, and on a bama gedola one can only bring those korbanos chayva? One can only bring the korbanos that are kavua lehem zman. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, this is the opinion of Reb Shimon. The Tanya we saw in the Brayse of Reb Shimon Oimer, af tzibur lo yikrivu el psochim v'chayva is shekavua lehem zman. Even the tzibur would only use the bama gedola for the korban pesach or for korbanos chayva that had a fixed time. Avil chayva is she'en kavua lehem zman. Those korbanos chayva that did not have a fixed time, Reb Shimon holds, hocha v'hocha loy koriv. They cannot be brought on a bama gedola and cannot be brought on a bama ktano, and they can only be brought in the oil moed, in a mishkan, or later the Beis HaMikdosh.